Well, Neil, it looked like you were going to get at least a draw out of that today, but in the end, you've lost it.
Yeah, I would have been disappointed with the draw, to be fair, because I thought we've created lots of chances and our attacking players really cost with the game. Even when they scored, we're on a counter-attack and we give the ball away really cheaply and they come down the other end, they cross the ball in the box and they've had a free header. I wish we could have a free header in the box. Actually, we did have a free header in the box and we didn't score with our header. We hit the crossbar, the keeper's made a save, and we've had some really good chances and we haven't punished the opposition.
And you've not mentioned the chance right on half-time from Mark Cullen. Great play from Kwame Thomas. He's got to put that away, hasn't he?
Well, he has to hit the target at least, and that's why we're disappointed. As I say, we're creating chances, but we're not scoring enough goals, and that's the biggest disappointment. I thought the performance from Doncaster was much, much better. Defensively, we looked much more solider. But at the end of the day, we'll come away with nothing again.
Got to ask you about two incidents in that first half when I thought Blackpool played well. You know, you created chances, but there was, first of all, the Norris, was it a trip? Was it inside the box?
I thought it was just outside, but I thought it was a free kick. You know, he's got a touch on the ball and the lads brought him down and the referee hasn't given that. And that gives us a chance to hit the target from right in front of the goal. And as I say, the chance that Andy had, you know, that keeper makes a save, which is a good header, but we still want him to score that. And it was a fantastic chance for Mark, and Mark's just missed it altogether, you know. And that's sometimes you get punished, it comes back to haunt you, and it certainly did. And as I say, it's the attacking player that's let we're down today.
It seems as though the ball might have bounced on the line. Was there any indication that it might have crossed the line when it hit the crossbar?
Well, listen, the linesman said it wasn't, the referee said it wasn't, so it wasn't. So there's not a lot we can do.
What do you make of the second half display then? Because I know the conditions made it more difficult attacking that end.
It was. But, you know, we've defended on a high line if we possibly could. And they've created not many chances, I don't think. I think Dino's made a couple of saves towards the end, but that's when we're just pushing forward. And I think we're containing them quite well. But one ball in the box and a free header is more disappointing than anything. I think apart from that, we defended really well, but apart from that, it's a goal and we've got beat.
And you had a lot of balls into the box even late on when you were chasing the game, quite a few crosses, but it just wouldn't fall to a Blackpool player.
No, wouldn't fall. I think Martin Parsons hit the target and young Bright's gone past and really should have hit the target as well. So we've still had chances second half, and that's the most disappointing thing, creating the chances and not punishing, and we need to be more ruthless in our finishing to win games or give us a chance to not get beat.
Andy Little started the game really well. He linked up well with Mark Cullen, and then it looked like his hamstring.
It looks like a tight one. We'll have a look at it tomorrow and see whether it's just stiff or whether it's whether he's tweaked it a little bit. You know, that was disappointing because I thought the performance between the two of them was quite good. They linked up really well. They held the ball up and then they linked really well, and we created them chances, you know. So we'll assess him tomorrow and see how he is.
Clearly a big doubt for Tuesday at Port Vale.
Well, you would imagine so, with the hamstring.
Yeah,
but let's see whether it settles down. If it doesn't, then we've got other players to come back in the team.
Unfortunately, it's another defeat, isn't it?
It is. And it's hugely disappointing. I think sometimes I've come out and criticised the players. I've been frustrated. Sometimes thought that we didn't deserve to get something out of the game. I thought we'd thoroughly deserve to get something out of the game, and yet that doesn't happen, and you have to take it on a chin.